Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Glenn Greenwich, and I'm here with Chakasha and Jill.
Yes.
And we want to welcome you to the celebrate the life and times of J. Kenneth Young. And a lot of us are impacted and affected by the conversation or by the fact that we made a transition. But the other aspect of it is that Kenny's a very special person. And to know him is to love him and is to be empowered by him. So, without any further ado, let's kick it off and get started with the conversation. And who'd like to read the declaration?
This is Jill. I'll read it.
Okay,
the Declaration of the International Black Summit. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There is nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our bodies, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. Atlanta, Georgia, October 7th, 1991. Atlanta, Georgia, July 26th, 2011. Moment of silence, please. North, south, east, west. Moment of silence, please. Thank you. Back to you, Glenn.
Thank you, Jill. Thank you so much. All right. Well, Kenny. I met Kenny. Wow. I tell you, I met Kenny back in probably 1989. And I was sitting at the sixth day. I was on staff at the sixth day. And Kenny had come up, one of the teams of from Boston. And, we both were on staff at Landmark Education. And for me, there's another black man in the presence. And didn't know him, didn't know who he was, but walked right up to him and said, hey, man, what's up? Where you from? And Kenny with that big old smile, I'm from Boston. I said, Boston? What you doing up in Boston? He said, yeah, that's where I live. I'm on a staff there. I think he was in enrollment or something. And it was like, we're off to the races. So we kind of compared notes and just shared what it was to be black, to be on staff, to be, doing the work that we were doing. So that was pretty special. And, you know, when I look back and I think back about Kenny in general and who he really was for me, Kenny was involved with the summit conversation. Kenny had since moved from Boston to Chicago, and he was on staff, Landmark staff in Chicago. And when the summit conversations were going on, I had already left staff and I was in New York. And when they said, well, who can we talk to in New York? Kenny said, oh, yeah, I know this brother. You got to call Glenn Greenwich. You know, and he'll take care of that. He'll handle that out there. And that's how New York got on the map. That's how I got on the map. And you know, needless to say, that started the conversations that that got the summit going in New York. So needless to say, that's you know, that's kind of the, you know, kind of talks about the relationship and, you know, really has never left. So, with that, I just acknowledge him, love him for who he was as a black man, who he was as a commitment to the conversation of transformation. And I really get to see who he was as a commitment, period. Because the guy was just, I mean, he was just out there. He really was just out there. So that's what I have to say about that for now. Kind of get a sense of who he was. Anyway,
Glenn, since you've known him such a long time, can you kind of share how he was connected as one of the original five, as we said, the original facilitators of the summit? You know, we call them the five.
Well, a lot of people don't realize this or know this, but actually, it was actually the original four.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened was that we were at the last day of the first summit event, and the room, you know, we had had this magnificent day, 2 days. Well, actually, I had come in that Saturday, so I had the magnificent 1 day. But the rest of the folks that had arrived, most of the people came in on a Friday. And then Claudette and I had come in that Saturday, Claudette face on. We had a buddy pass. And so she flew, so the two of us flew in. And so Saturday, we got in there Saturday morning. And the thing, you know, the thing that was so powerful is, and this is the thing that I love about the summit. We walked in the room, and PADEG, People of African Descent Empowerment Group, was, you know, it was like, you know, I introduced myself, you know, come in and you present yourself in the room. And I'm Glenn Greenwich from New York. And then there was this murmur, oh, yeah, that's the brother from New York that started the PADEG. And I'm like, what? You know, so for me to walk into the room like that, it was a big shift. But anyway, so that was Saturday. So Sunday, the room was getting squirrely. And the four facilitators at the time was Catherine and Robin and Perry and Anthony. And they were up at the front of the room, and the room just was weird. We had already done the declaration, so we presented the declaration, and we had, you know, everybody accepted that, but yet there was this tension in the room, and people started getting a little testy with each other. And J.K. walked up to the front of the room and kind of whispered something to the four of them, because, quite frankly, the room, they didn't know what to do. And Kenny saw something. And Kenny said, you know, there's something that is going on right now, and I liken it to when people are in jail, you know, and he let everybody know that he had, you know, been in jail, and when it's time to leave, people begin to break the relationship so that they don't have to get present to leaving their friends behind. The whole room shifted. The whole room got that's what we were going through, that it had been such a spiritual high for us that we no longer wanted, we didn't want it to end, and it was coming to an end. And so we were starting to get, you know, crazy with it. And so in doing so, he put that in and kind of realigned the room. And at that, the four actually invited him to become five and to be part of the facilitation team going forward. And so that's really how Kenny became the part of the number five, because the other four had all, I believe, had all led seminars for Landmark. And I don't believe Kenny had, but I'm not sure. So I won't quote me on that one. But the fact that he read the room and shifted the conversation and really was able to essentially capture the space and to move us into that space gracefully is how he got to be part of the team. And Kenny has never looked back. You know, he's always been, tremendous in that. He's always had an at-stakeness. Like that. So that's how Kenny became one of the five senior facilitators. And interestingly enough, from that point on, five became the magic number for the summit. So anytime we went into groups, we went into groups of five to emulate the five facilitators. So it was an odd number, but it was a number that jived and made sense and actually created a non-tiebreaker, because, you know, he was the odd person out. And that's really the foundation of where we got the whole conversation of five from.
And I know later on we actually found out, someone shared with us in one of the summits, that the number five in the African culture is a very significant number. At this moment, I don't remember what they shared with us about it, but I remember at one summit, when they shared the significance of five in the African culture. So, it's very befitting of who, J.K., was and is, you know, that he had that five come present. you know, through him and around him. You know, this is Chakasha calling in from Memphis, Tennessee, you know, to be with others in this moment. And once again, you know, I don't know how many names did Kenny have. There's Kenny, there's Kenny. So I may go back and forth between the names that he had, and one of my favorite nicknames, and I usually don't like nicknames, but this nickname I love for Kenny, and that was Big Daddy.
That's right. That's right. Big Daddy, yeah.
Big Daddy. I came to the summit in 1993 in Oakland, California. That was my first time being in the summit. I literally, it was like I was coming from another world. This was a whole other dimension to, you know, walk into a room full of black people, powerful black people, you know, just, I could feel electricity from the moment someone said, come to the summit. I felt it. And when I walked in the room and got to be with the five, you know, it was another world. And each facilitator had, for me, a whole energy, almost like a secret power, you know. And when I think about Kenny, Big Daddy, I was just always present to like, to his power, and it was kind of like a raw edge power. You know, when you were sharing about how he, you know, came to the front and noticed what was happening in the room and was able to have the room notice it for themselves, is how JK was for me about everything, you know. And as you were speaking, what came to mind was like Kenny's the kind of person that could walk in a room and somebody have somebody at knife point. I mean, they got a knife under their neck and they're just like crazed. And Kenny would be the kind of person who could go up and be with that person in such a way that they would put the knife down, that he would be in conversation with them. By the time the police got there, that person and Kenny would be smoking a cigarette, laughing, and he'd be like, oh, man, I think they're here to speak to you, so why don't you go on over there and talk to them? And, you know, things would be like that. I mean, I know that's a weird way to kind of think of something, but that was the presence of Kenny, that he could go into a situation like that and have it in very well, you know, like, because like who Kenny was for me was, there's nothing wrong with you, you know, he saw your magnificence, and he spoke to that, and he would converse with that, and just, I can say more, I'm going to just take a moment and just, you know, be with that, because I'm just very present. I mean, I can see his body, you know, the way he walked, you know, those shoulders, the way he would, you know, turn and look at you. And I think JK had like a scar under his eye. And it would seem like he just look at you with that eye, you know. And it's like we can already talk, just you and me, even though it's 100 people here. It's going to be you and me.
Yeah, and if you we've got a couple callers, and we've got a couple hands up, so I'm going to get to you in a second. But if you want to get on, and we'll open up the mic, press 1. We've got a couple callers. I'm going to open up the mic to right now. 732-791, go ahead. You're live on the air.
Can you put me back on? Oh, this is my first time on. I should have waited before I talk, but I need to listen for a while.
Okay, no problem. And that's fine. Okay, well, so when you're press one, and then when you're ready, press one again, and we'll recognize you, bring on the air. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
And just so you know, there's no particular format. We're all here to just share our relationship, share who Kenny was, and there may be some people from the coffee distributor, or Gamma Gold, that may be coming on to also acknowledge his leadership and his conversation. So we're expecting folks from Landmark, we're expecting folks from International Black Summit and Omega Gold as well. So you're welcome to share when you're ready. We also have 347-787. Go ahead, you're live on the air.
This is Jerry.
Hey, Jerry.
Hey, what's going on?
Good.
Well,
thanks.
Yeah. You know, Kenny's in transition, so, you know, be what it is. So I'm just going through some moments now. But the one thing was when I finally met Kenny face-to-face at this, the Baltimore BMO Summit, and he said, oh, you, Jerry Thomas. Oh, you on Facebook. And he said, you keep up the good work. And he said, you ain't got any coffee? I said, nah, I ain't got no coffee. You know, I was nervous. And then we just sat, and then and then on lunch break, we just sat down and talked. And then it's like certain things he was saying, it's like, that's the same thing my father used to tell me and stuff like that. But he was always, what I got from him, he was always a person that cares and very committed to the conversation, International Black Summit. And he always see the little things in you, I was just a baby, just starting, you know, enjoying the conversation. And every time that I think of him, all from last night and today, that moment always comes through my mind. He say, hey, you know, brother, Trevor, you all right? So I'm fine. I'm okay. You feel me? He's dancing around. He said, go ahead, dance. Go ahead. But he always make me feel part of the summit, and I never forget that. And I see the leadership that what I was hearing. But he always just make me feel welcome. He said, anything you need, come to me. Don't be afraid. But I said, but you know, you don't come to me, all right? And I will never forget that. So that's what he will definitely be missed.
Well, thank you, Jerry. You're absolutely right, because you really did capture the essence of Kenny. Was he could make anybody comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there wasn't a person in the room that he couldn't make comfortable. That he could, and he'd make you laugh.
Yeah.
You know, he'd leave you with something, leave you with a conversation that you were empowered by, or had you thinking about something that you could work on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the brother was just bigger than life, really. And, you know, he was definitely one of my partners, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I consider him one of my partners, one of the people, you know, he was one of the people that if you were taking people to war and you could pick who you'd take to war with you, he'd be one that I'd have in the trenches with me, because he had my back and I had his back. It was like that. And, you know.
Because I remember when I first got to know you in the conversation, I remember you telling me certain things about Kenny, and I said, yeah, I got to meet this brother. And I, you, it, it is, you know, I just know him just a little over a year, but it seems like I know him for years. And I remember he was, I said, what things you want to work on, Jerome? I said, I just want to be a better participant of this conversation. I want to be a better leader and a better. He said, okay, do it. You got the tools. And he put it a certain way that he may, you know, he believes in you. Like, do it. You're in the airway, do it. Ain't nothing to stop you. You got the lame. You know the lame now, so go ahead and do it. And that's how he was. And every day that I remember, I said, you go, Weez, I said, yeah, you know, me and Glenn told me. He said, yeah. And he said, yeah, Glenn said some things. I mean, you know. But he always, to me, he always announced the little things. Not the big things, but oh, he always see the little things. He said, I like that. You know, he said, I like how you dance. And he said, I like how you, you know, you talk to people, engage. He said, I like that. And, you know, as for me, you know, I was nervous. And he, you know, he had that presence that you're going to be okay. You part of this fam, you part of the family. And no matter what it is you think you far away, he always got your back. And wow, I can say, you know what, you know, back at you, Glenn. It's, he just a special person.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Got another caller, 718-949. 949, go ahead. You're live on the air.
Yes, good evening. I'm trying to contain myself listening to everything that everyone had to say about Kenny. I've met Kenny. This is Carol, by the way. I'm sorry. Carol McPherson. I've met Kenny over 2.5 years ago. And I'm going to come back.
Okay.
I'm
going to
come back.
All right. So, Kenny is someone who has made a difference in a lot of people's lives. And, you know, he can transform you with that smile. He can transform you with that laugh. He can transform you with some intellectual conversation that will blow your mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, I mean, that he's really all things to all people. He was dynamic. The best way for me to describe him and to speak about him.
And Glenn,
he is, yeah,
I'm really glad you brought up the laughter, because Kenny was funny and Kenny loved to laugh. Being a comedian, I talked with Kenny a lot about my comedy. And he would engage me in my comedy. You know, sometimes I call him, and he'd be like, oh, Chikesha, what's going on with your comedy? He would talk about my comedy like people would talk to an artist or a pianist or a person who played an instrument. You know, he wants to know about your technique. He would let me know, you know, what he enjoyed about my comedy. And we would have very deep intellectual conversations about laughter. For Big King, he had such a fullness, you know, just like how he could be like that raw edge to me. He had a funny bone, and he loved to tickle it, and he loved to laugh with you. Sometimes I call him, and we just, you know, talk about funny things or look at comedy, and he would encourage me, and he could see how comedy was more than just a laughing matter for me. And, you know, and he got the wonderment of laughter. So to know Kenny is to laugh with Kenny. So the thing I've been very present to the last couple of days, even though, like, there's a sadness for me, what keeps bubbling up for me is the laughter and the funniness and the humor, you know. And when I see him, that's what I see. I see him laughing. I see him looking with that twinkle in his eye, you know, that little mischievous kind of look, like, you know, like what's the little trick that's going to happen? And he was a man of laughter. He was a man of it all.
Yes, sir, indeed.
Glenn, this is Jill.
Go ahead, Jill.
I have the honor of meeting him at the summit, my first summit in Baltimore, and he had his organic gold coffee set up. And I went over to get a cup of coffee, and I ended up sitting down and ordering all these boxes. And it was just kind of funny how we met. I believe Shakesha told me to go over there and taste the coffee or get well in it, right? And so I did, and he was just like, just so comfortable. Like, I met him that first time, but it felt like I knew him for, like, years. And I just kind of wanted to just sit there and talk to him. He just kind of brought you in. He was very comfortable. He made you feel very comfortable, and he was comfortable. And then we maintained a friendship. Once I left Baltimore, I ended up doing the coffee thing for a little while, and him and another friend of mine, we would have these calls with him, and this was about past maybe 5 or 6 months, and I would talk to him almost every other day. I mean, he was just always, like, inspirational, just telling you what you need to do, and just kind of training us with the coffee, and so the friendship grew very fast. And I'm just going to miss him. I'm really going to miss him.
Yes, indeed. Well, thank you, Jill.
Mm-hmm.
We've got one of our past partners in crime, part of the talk show, Ms. Clara Lyons-Devon. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Glenn. Thank you. I'm really, really honored just to take a moment and share a little bit about Kenny. Shakesha talked earlier about all the names of Kenny, and I always wondered what JK stood for.
J. Kenneth Young.
You're laughing.
Whoa. Ouch.
Okay, moving on. So, the.
Well, you know, let me stop you right there, because Kenny had, he has some names up in there, okay? Big Daddy, Bud.
Right.
The Comeback Kids, Kenny, JK, you know, he went by a lot of different names, but we all know him and love him for who he was, how he touched each and every one of our hearts, especially. So go ahead, Clara.
Yeah, and so the thing that I remember the most is his ability to distinguish distinctions. And I forget what summit it was, but the whole distinction of front of the hand, back of the hand, and and also the one where he drew the circle.
Change versus transformation.
Change versus Transformation, which is
that was in Memphis.
Yes, in Memphis, Tennessee, and that is my favorite distinction because, and I always, you know, inside of the talk show would take that, you know, talk about that and the whole idea of the butterfly, you know, and how the butterfly actually transforms from being one thing into something else. And for me, you know, that particular distinction so epitomizes what the summit is about, you know, and, but every single year that I was in the summit, and I've been in the summit since 2001, and, you know, JK was also there, and whenever he would be at the front of the room, there would always be a new distinction that would evolve, you know, and that he would just bring out, you know. Shakesha talked earlier about, you know, his ability just to see the essence of people and things. So he's like that that tool piece, you know, that tool piece that can unlock anything that's locked up, you know. he's that master key. And that's how I see distinctions as being like a master key that unlocks possibility. And so that's who, you know, JK was for me. He's this master key that unlocks all this possibility. And inside of that distinction, change versus transformation, you know, that just holds everything in terms of possibility. Like we change and we change and we change and we change. But until we actually transform, you know, life isn't really different. So, you know, for me, Kenny is a master key. And, you know, I am definitely going to remember him. You know, I'm not going to miss him because there's just so much of him to remember. And you know, hearing these stories of all the different aspects of, you know, who he was. And I have a confession, too, because I had been talking with Shakesha about doing a class for, what was it, 4-H? What is the class?
Shakesha? Oh, 4.
4T. Yeah, for the longest time, and I wanted her to do this class. And Kenny got his own personal class with Shakesha. If I wanted to be in the class, I kept inviting myself. And Shakesha's like, no, Kenny is training me, and, you know, he's mentoring me, and, you know, he's getting me ready and preparing me to teach this class. And I'm like, I want to be in the class, you know. I want to be in these discussions. So I was so, you know, I was so jealous, and I just felt like that was such an honor, you know, for the two of them to share that space, you know, and
yes,
for her to be able to share that space with him and him with her. And I really wanted to be a part of that. And then the last thing that I'll share, and I'll release it back to you, Glenn, is Baltimore. And there was something very special about Baltimore. One, because I looked up and JK was there. And two, you know, he like spoke to me. and you know, you have conversation with people, but it was like he had a particular message that was specifically for me, you know, and he shared it, you know, and he shared it with me. You know, and it's just like someone touches you and this whole light goes on, you know, and you have this aha moment, like, wow, you see maybe a different purpose of your life in the world or the light that you're supposed to be in the world. Well, that was how the conversation, it was very, you know, it wasn't a long conversation. It was very, very brief, but it was like he had been waiting to say that to me, and the opportunity presented itself, and, you know, and he shared, you know, shared how he saw me and how he saw my potential inside of the summit as facilitator, and it was just so, so powerful. So I'm happy that we were able, you know, like that was our last moment. You know, that was my last moment with Kenny, and I'm just going to remember him as a phenomenal person, a phenomenal man, a phenomenal facilitator, the master of distinctions. And just a master key to life, and I'm sure that many more people will remember him for his greatness as well.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, thank you. You know, as we talk about his facilitation, Kenny probably said the least out of the five.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, when he shared, it was like burning. It was
mm-hmm.
like. Now, I don't know if you guys remember or even noticed it, but when Kenny would have something to say, his leg would start jumping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Because it was so hot that he couldn't contain himself, that his leg would kind of, you know, kind of spasming, like it almost looked like it. And that was his clue to the other facilitators. Uh-oh, Kenny got something hot right now. Let's go to him right now. Let's capture this moment. Because he's, you know, as I told you, that's how he got on board, is he captured the moment. And so now his leg jumping was the capturing the moment signal to the other facilitator. So that was always an interesting little aside about Kenny. And when he was about to catch the fire, because this is now interesting enough. I was outside of the room, and I was outside of the room a lot of the times because I was actually in the youth summit, and so I'd hear about some of these moments, and you know, and change versus transformation in Memphis, Tennessee, was clearly one of those leg jumping moments that got him out of his seat and shifted the whole space of the room. So, yeah, thank you. Thank you for that. We're actually going to go back to Carol. Carol, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
I've contained myself now.
Okay.
I'm a person, I don't cry. This is the time I cry. When I've lost someone, this is the time I cry. And from yesterday when I got that news, up until now, I'm still crying. I'm crying to know that persons come into your life for a reason. You may not know that reason right away when that person has come into your life. But when you look back, you realize why this person has come into your life. Kenny and I talked. He was like a confidant to me. He was like a big brother, a cousin that hopping any time at the moment, not only hopping into your home, but hopping in on the telephone into your home and saying, hi, how are you doing? I'm going through some things now, some personal things in my life. Both my two sisters are very ill. And every day Kenny would call me to find out how they're doing. He would console me when I break down, and he would say, you know, this and that and whatever. And like everybody says, that he's always there with a smile. And throughout our conversation, before our conversation ended, he's always having something to laugh about. And I remember the last time I spoke to him, it was last Sunday, the 16th. There was supposed to be a coffee seminar in New York, in Brooklyn. So he
mm-hmm.
told me to go. So I said, okay, I'm going to try to make it. He said, okay, no, I don't want to hear that. When you tell me you're trying to make it, I know that you're not going to make it. I said, okay. I'm going to make it. I said, but because, you know, if anything pops up, you know, I'm not going to be able to make it. You know, I'm going to be honest with you. So on Sunday, the 17th, he called me. He said, I want to know updates. I said, I'm sorry, I was not there. He said, okay, that's all right. I said, but are you doing okay? He said, yes, I'm fine. And Sunday I texted him. I didn't know situation had gotten that grave. I text him to ask him how is he doing. He's in my prayers, himself and his family are in my prayers. And I never heard anything. And this is what struck me. But overall, he was a good guy. I shared some deep thoughts with him, and he was able to give me some deep response. And I remember him for the things he has said to me. Very great person. He'll be missed, generally missed. Thank you.
Very good. And that took a lot to do that. So thank you. This is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network, and we're having a special special show tonight to celebrate the life of J. Kenneth Young, a.k.a. the Comeback Kid, a.k.a. Bud, a.k.a. J.K., and there are probably a few other names that I'll keep to myself. go ahead.
I was just going to say, I mean, there's so many aspects of J.K., and, you know, several people mentioned about the coffee. He was with Organigo. In fact, I was an associate under him. And Kenny, that was one thing that I loved about Kenny, too. He was an entrepreneur. He was always involved in something and very astute about it. And many, many years ago, I remember saying to myself, I just want to do business with Kenny. I want to be in a business project with him. Because I knew I would learn a lot, make some money, and it would just be another way to interact with him. And I got that opportunity with the Organa Gold. And just as Gio said, he was always a constant support. He's really what they say. He's a coach. You know, he would just coach you. And, you know, just about 2 weeks ago, he called me and, you know, was sharing with me around the Organigo, around the coffee, how to be a leader. You know, like one of the things I always went to Kenny for is how to become deeper into something, how to become better at it, how to sharpen myself, how to develop myself. So I had asked him some things around Organigo, and he was sharing with me, and he was having me check out a video. They had started a whole little process that, you know, you could see Kenny's signature on it. It was a piece that he was creating inside of the piece. And sure enough, it was, it's like William Tell shooting the apple off the guy's head that, you know, Kenny was like an arrow. If you allowed him to guide you like that arrow was being guided by William Tell, you know, you hit your spot. And I'm so glad I had a chance to be in that experience with him. And the other thing I wanted to say about Kenny concerning myself is Kenny was a person who helped me with my development inside of facilitating. Literally after every summit, after every training, I would call Kenny and just ask him, what did you see, Kenny? You know, what's my strength? What's my weaknesses? You know, what should I do more of? What should I do less of? And what time? And Kenny was very honest. He's not going to pull no punches. And I remember one time he told me, when I asked him, so how was I? You know, like, what did you see? He said, well, Jakesha, one thing I can say about you is I can always count on you. always count on you that you got something to say. You know, he's like, you know, we got $1 million. You got something to say. We're about to all go down on the ship. You got something to say. And I just thought that was, you know, I just felt like, wow, you really know me. You know, and he was kind of like saying, it's your strength and it's your weakness, you know. And so he was a person for me where I could go for coaching and for development all the time, 24 hours, you know, about anything, but especially about those things that meant a lot to me. So like Claire said, I'm not going to miss him because there's so much to remember of him, and he's so present for me that, you know, I'm just going to allow myself to continue to be in his space.
Very good. Thank you. We've got some callers on the line. If you'd like to for us to open up your mic, just let us know by pressing 1, and we'll recognize you and bring you on. We've got some callers in Atlanta. We've got some callers in New York. We've got some callers in Boston. Got a 617 area code. So feel free to press 1 and to share. We've got the chat room open, and you know, we're here to you know, share and to speak to what speak to the life of J. Kenneth Young. You know, the moment that I first met him really keeps coming back to me, and really the acknowledgement of the work that I was doing, that he was doing, that we both were doing, and that we were both in this conversation of transformation in Landmark Education Corporation. And, you know, one of the things that Kenny has always been, has been very active in the Landmark conversation, as well as maintaining his conversation and being a senior facilitator in the International Black Summit. So Kenny has actually also been leading the classrooms for the TMLP, which is a team leader program for the communication course within Landmark, as well as being a senior facilitator for the International Black Summit. So he's really had some dual roles in his transformational presence, and allowed himself to be trained in a way that has expanded himself, his conversation, and the people around him conversation as well. So I'm going to hand that back over to whoever would like to take the show. I see we did have Ms. Henrietta Bird on the line for a second there. I don't see her right now. Yeah, she was on the call for a minute. I know she was traveling. And, but yes, but if you'd like to share, press 1 and we'll bring you on the line. We still got the open mics for quite a few people, so if there's anything that you see that you'd like to share, please feel free. Okay. Kenny. Kenny Buzz. Mm-hmm. One of the things that comes to mind for me is I was in Ottawa, Canada, a couple of weeks ago. And one of the things that we talked about is the tail conversation, the consequences of the tail. And that was something that Kenny presents a little after the Kenya trip.
Yes, yes.
And what that conversation was and that what that distinction really got created was that sometimes you're operating, you know, like a dinosaur. A dinosaur is operating and is walking and focus the attention going forward. And every time they make a step, that tail goes from side to side. And if you're not careful or not conscious, that tail may be knocking over and creating some upset and creating some turbulence in other people's lives. And sometimes what you have to do is look back to see what you've caused, you know, what that tail has caused, because you're so focused going forward that you didn't realize or weren't aware of what the consequences of the tail was. And so Kenny really got to see that for himself in his participation in Kenya. And that was one of the summits that International Black Summit. That was our first African summit.
Yeah.
In Africa. That was our first on-site Africa summit. And that was a distinction. So we had talked about the distinction. And so, of course, what came to mind was Kenny when we were talking about that in Ottawa at the facilitator retreat. And so, again, that's another one of those creations of Kenny that was so evident that you're forced to be conscious of what's going on in your life. Anything else you want to add around that, Shakesha?
Well, a couple of, just as you said, and Claire, he's a master of distinctions. And for me, the distinction that lives for me around him, one of them is bumping up against. You know, Kenny, he was like so full of life. He brought things to my life. Like, you know, it wasn't theory. I could find it in my life. And sometimes, and most of the time, I could see I was being that distinction, you know. And so the tail one just, I think it was 2 weeks ago, in part of our training on extreme facilitators, I had heard the distinction about the tail, but I never could quite get it until 2 weeks ago when I got that I was letting my tail, that I didn't want to be responsible for my tail. And when I was able to see that, I said, now I understand that whole distinction about the tail. I had heard it. Kenny had shared it. He had shared how it was in his life, but I couldn't quite get it. But when I got it that day for myself, how I didn't want to be responsible for my tail, I so credit Kenny for bringing it to life, so that even though it was so many years later, the moment I got it, it still brought me right back to him. And so the tail was big for me, and bumping up against, because if I remember correctly, when he talked about bumping up against, he actually related some of it to the dance, the bump. And the dance, the bump was like probably the only dance other than the twist that I ever learned before it went out of style. So when Kenny was sharing about it and he was talking about the dance, the bump, I could really relate to him, you know, so I was like right with him. As he was moving his body, I was like right into the distinction. I could get what he was talking about. And that's what I always loved when I spoke with Kenny or was around him. He could make it so vivid and so right in my life. You know, I could put my life in it, It was just amazing, you know. He was amazing in what you walk away with after being with him. So, you know, I love that. And he used to call me his grasshopper because, like I said, I really took on having Kenny coach me. So sometimes when I would talk to him after the different events, he would say to me, okay, good, good, my little grasshopper. Remember that television show about Kung Fu? And
Kung Fu, that's right.
Like the that's whole right. thing was to grab the pebble from the master's hand before he closed it. And that's what, and they used to call the guy who played in Kung Fu Grasshopper. So he would say that to me. You know, he goes, pretty good, Grasshopper. You know, or if I call him and say, well, I'm looking at this, or I want to try this, or can I, and I would always want to do stuff with him. I was like, can I do that? And he'd be like, I don't know, Grasshopper. Maybe not yet, Grasshopper. So, you know, I just love that I had that relationship. And like I said, I don't usually like nicknames, but I liked him when he would call me Grasshopper.
Very good, very good. That summit, the distinction bumping up, was also came out of the Memphis, Tennessee summit. That was introduced at that event again by Kenny. Kenny was rolling in Memphis.
Yeah.
But that's who he was. I mean, Kenny was always rolling.
He was always rolling.
Yeah, he always had something that just, you know, sizzled, titillated you, just left you in a different space. You know, like I said, that first summit event in Atlanta, you know, he came up with something that just was practical. It was real. People got it. And just shifted the whole relationship of the people having to leave, you know. So that's, you know, that's really who he is, and really what he dedicated his life to is having people transform around him, you know, having people get themselves, get their magnificence, get their power, get their strength, you know, really an opportunity to find out who they were. And he was a stand for them and all of that. We've got a caller, 617. Wait, hold on a second. 617-363.
Yep.
Go ahead, you're live up here.
Hi, this is Cindy Walker. How you doing?
Hey, Cindy.
Hey, how you doing? Yep. So, it's been really wonderful. Being on Facebook with all the comments and from the different facets. So I knew Kenny from the summit. I did the summit first time in 1995. And then we met back up in the Team Management Leadership Program in Team LP with Landmark Education. And and I went back to the summit for the first time in almost 10 years. It took me that long to get back last time around. And I didn't understand that that OrganoGold, the whole business about OrganoGold and sampling. And I ended up getting involved with the business with somebody else, and then put it on Facebook, and we got back in touch in Facebook. And even up until May, I got an email from him in June after I came back from Project 50,000 about working together up in Boston, you know, that he had contacts in Boston and I was willing to work with him. And for me, what I get out of all the comments, you know, even from the leadership and OrganoGold, and even from people who were involved in Landmark, and, of course, the summit, was that this man lived until he died. He lived until he died. And not many of us are living while we're living,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I get that. I struggle myself with leadership and in business, and I get when we were in New York, and I was talking to Joyce Lifty, right, and she said that he went into the hospital and earlier, and then later she talked to him, you know, that this was July 16th, that even the last days of his life, he was still being a leader, you know, and he still was caring. He was like, you're there, right? You know, you get all that you can get out of that, and, you know, and that this man lived until he died, you know, and not many people can say that. And not many people can say that they're living their lives fully right now. And so I give them all the honor and glory and thanks for being all that he was to so many people, and that he stepped up and took leadership on a business that's going to make a difference for not only the people that are in now, but the people who will come later, because he stepped up and took on the leadership of Ohio and of the International Black Summit. So he leaves a big legacy, and I'm glad to have known him, glad to have loved him, and glad to have him in be around in the same time that he's been around, you know. Yep. So it's made a huge difference.
Yeah, great. Thank you. And I just want y'all to know who Cindy is. Cindy has been a stand for her daughter, Benita. And Benita grew up in the Youth Summit, International Black Youth Summit, and
yep.
has just blossomed into a wonderful, wonderful woman. And
yeah.
So I just want to acknowledge you, Cindy, and your family for all the love that you brought to the summit and the presence and the contribution. And absolutely. So you are the one of the keystones in Boston for me. So anytime I think about transformation, there's a couple names that come to mind, and you're at the top of that list. So thank you. You're welcome.
And I just want to add that my little baby girl, who got up in our first International Black Summit, right, got up on stage with all the rest of the kids, right. She's actually getting
mm-hmm.
married. You know, she's getting married in Labor Day weekend. Yep.
Wow.
No
Labor
longer
Day
little
weekend.
Baby
okay.
girl.
Yeah, amazing.
So thank you.
Thank you for sharing.
Glenn, will you share and let people know what we're thinking about on tomorrow?
I'm going to bring somebody to the call.
Okay.
Our new fearless leader, Henrietta, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Welcome to the show.
Hi, everybody.
Hey.
Hi, Henrietta.
This is a wonderful celebration.
It is.
A wonderful celebration. Good to hear everybody on. I was sitting here sending more messages to people, you know, like on my list, to let them know that we'll be on, you know, tonight and tonight if people couldn't make it on tonight. But thank you, Glenn, and everybody. It is it's interesting. You were sharing about Memphis and everything coming back to Memphis, you know. I remember that was a key summit for me because I really got what trigger meant. and I was so triggered, I didn't even understand that I was triggered, you know. And I remember that when we kind of got quiet when we started talking about change versus transformation, and I remember the room just being quiet, you know. Everybody was like, or listening, I should say. That's more of what it was. It was like everybody was listening for that, for the distinction, you know, the distinguishing of that distinction. And when Kenny, when he got it, I remember him jumping up, you know, like jumping up, like high, jumping up, like way up. I just can't remember if it was before or after he said what he said about it, you know, but I remember. That's one of my most favorite summit moments. When you know on the show when we do the summit moment, I talk about that one a lot because it was when he got it and he distinguished it, everybody got it, you know, like simultaneously. It was just like the room just went up, you know, and I mean, you couldn't help it because he was so, you know, he was so excited about what he was doing. And I think about that all the time. The other thing I think about is his wonderful wife. You know,
yeah.
I think about how happy she was when, you know, when that whole relationship did what it did, and just you, how you could just feel how she loved him. You know, when you talk to her, you could just, you know, it was like, I love Kenny, okay? I love Kenny, you know? And Kenny loves me. It was like that. I can see, I've been seeing that picture in my mind because I didn't know they had gotten married or whatever. And she was like, yeah, you know, she was like, had this just humongous smile on her face. About, you know, about the relationship and everything, and it, you know, it just went through me to see how happy she was. So that's, you know, that's one of the things that I remember so much about he and Karen. Was just that happiness, and then seeing him last year, because I hadn't seen him in a while, but last year it was really, really interesting to see him and in another position, you know, in the business role, you know, more so. I saw him in last year in Baltimore, and then he went to the front of the room for a short period of time in Baltimore. I remember that, you know, but he is. A wonderful spirit, and I am looking forward to him distinguishing more distinctions because I don't believe he will ever stop doing that. You know, I believe when the room goes to that point that Kenny will speak to the room and we will get it just like we got it when he was here in a body. So I'm looking for the continued spirit of Kenny to flow through the summit even more so than before because he's not limited to space and time now. So I celebrate the life he had with us, and I celebrate the life that he continues to have with us tonight. And I'm really, really thankful that to be able just to share tonight.
Yeah, thank you. You know,
and remember his name, Come Back Kid.
Come Back Kid, that's right.
Kid.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's interesting because when you look at his life, he's really come back quite a few things. Mm-hmm. You know, when he shared about his coming back from heroin addiction, coming back from being in jail, coming back from prostate cancer. All of these things are things that alter people's lives. People are never able to recoup. And he's always been able to reassemble himself and re-inspire himself and re-energize himself in a way that just, you know, you forget about all of the things that he's overcome. And when you think about it, you know, well, let me speak for myself. So when I think about it, I say to myself, wow, you know, look at what he's come through.
Yeah.
And here's a possibility of the little stuff that I've had to deal with in relation to those kind of comebacks. So he really is, as Cindy spoke and a lot of you spoke, really is a shining star that's moving forward, that's transforming himself moment by moment by moment and transforming others. It's
mm-hmm.
not even just like he's transforming himself, but he's really leading the charge for transformation. You know, he was one of the people at the first summit event, and to be honest, we didn't know what the heck was going to get generated in that conversation. All we knew was that we were committed to shifting our community and using the work and the transformation that we had received to move our community forward. And Kenny has been a poster child for that. Up until his last days, I was talking to Catherine, and the nurses in the hospital, Kenny would enroll them and was having fun with them, and they were, you know, just lightened up by who he was and were taking care of him, and, you know, he had gotten them, he had schmoozed them, as they said.
Yep.
You know, because that's who he was. That's who he is. That's who he's always been. You know, whatever the situation, you can come in and put a smile on your face and leave you impacted by the love, the kindness, the courage in all of his comebacks, the courage in his life, and give you, let me speak for myself again, gives me the opportunity of having courage in my life. So just wanted to kind of say that. So, Chikesha, you had a question, and you're what was tomorrow going to be like?
Right. Yes. Just before I share that, I want to just take this moment as we're being together once again, is to just definitely invite people to be with us in Chicago for the 2011 annual event. Come and be with us in the space. Come, and some of these things that we've shared tonight, you know, all of them came out of us being in the space at one of the annual events. And so I'm sure there's people listening that may be new to the call, new to the show, and just letting, you know, just want to have that invitation out. And as Jerry said, you know, just want to invite people. I know that would be something JK would be saying is, you're going to be in Chicago, right? Roll on in with us in Chicago. And tonight's been an opportunity for us to talk. I know there may be people that haven't had a chance to get on tonight, and we're going to be here again tomorrow. And, you know, really just, you know, maybe even a Thursday, we really want you, the listeners, to let us know, you know, you know, about how much time, you know, for us to continue this, you know. And just want to say, Henrietta will be here tomorrow.
Yes.
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 Okay, so the phone number is 646-716-9827. Share it with your friends. And share with other people who know Kenny, who, you know, maybe didn't know about the call tonight, you know, so don't think everybody knows. You know, they will know because you'll share with them. The other thing I wanted to say is I got this image as you were speaking, Glenn, about the Big Dipper in the constellation. There's the Big Dipper. And mm-hmm. if you remember around Harriet Tubman and during the time of slavery, one of the ways to go to freedom was using the Big Dipper. And the way you find the Dipper, the Big Dipper is the North Star, the star that sits at the top of the handle. If you think of a ladle that you put inside of a punch bowl, the shiniest one is the North Star. It's the one that leads to freedom. And so for me, I out of this conversation, I got Kenny as the North Star. You know, in the Dipper, always there. You know, if you go out tonight and you can see the stars, the North Star that Harriet Tubman looked at, we look at tonight. And so the JK that we know is always.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm going to give, there's another person on the line, 757-969. If you'd like to talk, I open up your mic. If you'd like to say anything about Jay Kenneth, it's fine.
Hello?
And it's fine if you don't. Hello?
Hello?
I'm on the air. Go ahead.
I'm on the air?
Yes.
You certainly are.
Okay. I didn't know Jay Kenneth well personally. I just knew him. I've been participating. I started participating. I was one of the original people that was in the PDAG, and I participated. I went to the summit in 92. That was my first summit, 92. And I went to a few after that, and then I stopped going to the summit. And so I didn't really have a relationship with JK, but it was so funny because he always when somebody was talking about how he schmoozed the nurses, that's how he always occurred for me. Like always, you know, being able to make you feel good, make people feel good. And I got to know him last year because I did go to Baltimore last year. And I got to know him because we sat down and talked about the coffee business that he was in. And I got to see that he was even more than that. He was just this tremendous human being who loved what he was doing, loved the Black Summit, of course, loved the business he was in, and I really got to appreciate who he was. And I hadn't, last year was my first summit in years, and so I just am thankful, I thank God that I went to that summit, and I really got to know him. And we spoke on the phone a couple of times since I came back. He called me a couple of times about the business, and I never got into it, but between he and Joyce, they were, you know, on the phone because I was actually thinking about it. So I really got to, so when I heard the news, I didn't even know I had no idea that he was sick. And I just, like, broke down, and I just did. And so I'm just thankful. And thankful for the phone call, this conversation. Thank you for everyone just giving me a little bit more of JK. And, you know, I'll be on the call listening tomorrow night. Just thank you for that, because I got to see that he was he was extraordinary as a facilitator. But, I mean, personally, I got to see the kind of human being he was last year. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. What's your name?
Althea. Althea Donnelly.
Oh, okay. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. Thanks for calling in.
Oh, yes, definitely. Thank you. This is Henrietta.
Henrietta, uh-huh.
Yes. Yeah, hi.
Hi.
Yeah.
Good.
So thank you.
Right. Thank you so much. Thanks to everybody. And spread the word for us, please. You know, forward your emails or your text message. If you got a text, forward it to the people that you know would like to join in and share about JK. And, you know, let's continue to celebrate him and all of the things that he shared with us and the things that will live with us forever. You know, make some phone calls and, you know, do what you do. You know, we know how to spread the word, but we want to celebrate and want every celebration to be even greater than the last, so that when we come together, it'll just be a wonderful, wonderful celebration of life for him. Is there anybody else who hasn't spoken?
Jerry, Jill, Carol, Clara, Cindy. Any last comments before we close out the show tonight?
Well, this is Jerry. I'll make my last comment. And the one thing that I was hearing on the call that everything is great, but I always going to remember his presence, and that's all I can say.
Well, this is Jill, and I'm just so grateful that we're doing this. This has been great, and I'm going to definitely be on the call tomorrow night. So I'm just really pleased about this. Thank you.
Yes, this is Carol, and I remember Kenny saying to me a couple of weeks ago, he said, are you going to be on the summit? So I said, I don't know, it all depends. He said, okay, I'm inviting you, better be there.
And Karen, I echo that. You better be there. I invite you.
Okay.
It's
right.
Hearing your voice there. I remember you,
that's
Karen.
Right.
I remember you calling in. Great to hear your voice.
Yes, thank you.
Anything for you? Else for you, Carol?
Pardon me?
Anything else for you?
No, that's about it. I'll be here tomorrow.
Okay, great. Clara?
I just want to say I'm really, really excited about, you know, this call for tonight and all the people who had an opportunity to share about Kenny. And I'm excited about all the people who are going to call tomorrow. And I'm excited about the summit event coming up next week in Chicago.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and it's really going to be a special space, because we've had some of our iconic people make their transition this year, and I just really, you know, we always call the ancestors into the space of the summit.
Right, right.
And you know, as Henrietta said earlier, JK is going to be there directing those of us who are still here in the flesh, and you know, Bill is going to be there directing us, and you know, Catherine's husband. It's just transition. You know, I don't like to speak about death. I just think it's a transition of, you know, from one energy space to another energy space, and I get that people live through our memories, through our speaking them, through our remembering them, that they continue to live on and to impact. And, you know, Kenny is definitely one of those people who has touched so many lives. And I just look forward to all of the the stories in the next couple of days as we, you know, continue to speak his legacy and to speak his life.
Very good. Very good. Thank you. Yes, yes. Another soldier is down.
Mm-hmm.
Patterson and J.K. were both cornerstones in my support world, in my brotherhood, and you know, as both Clara and a couple other folks have said, they live on in our spirit, in our memories, in our thoughts, and we have the opportunity to keep celebrating the life that they have and the relationship that they developed with us and the possibility that we now have known them in our life. So on that note, I thank you all for participating tonight. I look forward to the conversation tomorrow night. And as Henrietta said, go forth and multiply, so let people know who haven't been an opportunity, and Cindy, certainly go ahead and ask the Gamma Gold folks to come on in and to participate in the conversation however they feel comfortable, because it's really about JK. You know, and you know, an opportunity to share and to complete. You know, because we get to complete with his physical being, acknowledging that that he lives on through energy and space and memory.
Thank you. On that note, I want to just thank you.
Yeah, go ahead, Jacacia.
Yeah, and I want to send us out with just a little bit of a chuckle. It's definitely a chuckle. It's a what do you call it? It's a like a knock knock joke. It's like why did the scarecrow get a Nobel Peace Prize?
Why?
Okay.
Because he was outstanding in his field.
All right.
Bang, bang.
That's very good.
That's a good one.
I like that.
Excellent. God bless you all. Travel safe. And we look forward to continuing another level of this conversation tomorrow night.
Thank you, Glenn.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Good night. Peace to everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.